The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and Chuck Spohr's with us today from the Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America. And we were discussing a particular hunter that took place in the first shot hunt down at Blackwater Wildlife Refuge, who had become disabled, and I spoke to him on the phone. He's writing a story about his first hunt, killed a beautiful sick of deer stag, kind of an unusual-looking thing. But four-point. Odd 4-point, but
yes.
You know, it's unique, which is good. I like unique. So, reaching out to the folks that can benefit from membership in Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America, right?
Right.
And of course, you and I are both in the business of, trying to engage more people who are disabled to get into the field, and your tagline, bow hunting is the best therapy, is great.
Right.
I'm trying to encourage people to get interested in how their privileges are protected,
right,
here in Maryland, and I've come to the conclusion that the bulk of Maryland's hunters are only interested when something in their world is threatened.
Right.
Like this AP goose situation, where we have a 50-day season now. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has come out and said there's been no recruitment, the hatch was off. There just was none, basically. Right. Maryland, you've killed 176,000 geese. There's only 122 nesting pairs on the Ungava Peninsula in the Arctic Circle. The snow cover wiped out the hatch. So next year, rather than a 50-day two goose season, after all the meetings and data is analyzed, we're looking at a 30-day one goose season for 2019.
Are the other states affected?
The entire flyway has to be looked at. So, that set off a firestorm. There's 50,000 waterfowl hunters here. This is the home to the Waterfowl Festival going on this weekend, the World Goose Calling Championship today, tonight at the Waterfowl Festival. Lots of guides and outfitters make their annual income on goose hunting. Landowners are affected by leasing their properties and so forth. So, it's a big deal. But deer hunting, no big deal, no big deal. And rabbit hunting and raccoon chasing, no big deal, But people, they basically don't care about policy unless something that they love is threatened.
It's just like the post, I forget which page I was in Facebook on, where they were talking about the Horse Council.
Yeah, Maryland Horse Council.
Right. I interacted with them, and then I told them that, about the Horse Council, and I sort of tried to explain to them that the Maryland Hunting Coalition deals with them down in Annapolis every year. And I also told them about the Hunting Coalition and how that the Maryland hunters have to get more involved in the legislative side of hunting.
Right.
And
politics is a dirty business. I mean, just look at this last election.
Right.
Okay. And it's just something that's not on somebody's radar.
Right.
You know, but unless that privilege is threatened, and hunting is a privilege. Hunting is like driving and fishing. You know, it's a privilege. You've got to prove to the state that you are qualified to participate, and you have to pay for that privilege by purchasing a license for hunting, fishing, driving, and so forth. Right?
Right.
You have to register your car. You have to get insurance. It's a privilege to utilize the public resources like the state highway system. It's a privilege to go out and harvest the wildlife that's in the public domain, that's not owned by anybody but owned by everybody, okay? It's a privilege to go out and catch the fish in the public domain, okay? It's not a right to go out there and do whatever you want to do. A right is something like we just went through with voting, okay? Nobody ever died in war to protect our privilege to hunt fish. Nobody ever died in a war to protect our privilege to drive. But people have died in wars to protect our rights to vote and have free speech like this radio show and, you know, freedom of the press. And the Bill of Rights has been defended and people and blood has been shed to defend those rights about what makes America. Okay? And it's not your God-given right to go out there and kill stuff just because you want to. Okay?
Right.
And so the question is, how much do you care about this privilege that we have to hunt and fish? I don't know the answer to that question.
No.
I've been trying for 5 years to get people to get involved and understand the process.
Well, I might have got you one or two members by participating in that discussion.
That discussion, sure. And I appreciate that. And there's, you know, there's nobody making any money on this deal. You know, I mean, this is not some club that we have. And, you know, we put this on to make some money. This is an organization that is a 501c4 nonprofit organization, which means we don't have to pay income taxes, okay? But we are restricted by what we do. We're not a charity. We are a educational and advocacy group, okay? Advocacy is something that people don't get. I mean, lobbyists have gotten a bad name. But if it weren't for somebody like our lobbyist, Bill Miles, our advocate.
Great guy.
We wouldn't have a lot of things that we have in Maryland. If you go on his resume and look, in the last 19 years, Sunday hunting, funding for all types of things, including the artificial reef program, including funding for farmers and hunters feeding the hungry, including funding for the Maryland Natural Resources Helicopter, okay, mm-hmm. including increased in poaching fines, including the repeal of strict liability, including. Bill's worked diligently for 19 years. This, so I think, will be his 20th year as a lobbyist for the outdoor industry here in Maryland. And maybe longer than that because, no, it's definitely 2000. Well, he was lobbying before 2003, but 2003 was the first Sunday hunting. So, but you know, it's not an easy job. It takes a special talent, a special person, and a person with interest in what he's doing. And I can't say enough about the guy. But you know, how do you get people to understand the importance of that? I mean, you understand it, obviously, and I think there's other people that understand it, but don't care enough about it to get involved. Even, you know, send off a donation. I mean, how hard is that? It takes money to make this guy, you know. I mean, I said there's nobody making any money. There's not anybody making any money. But our advocate has to be paid. We have a contract with him. And guess what? I was with Bill yesterday. We were involved in driving Bill drove across the bridge. We drove to a location had to do with the Poaching Restitution Act. We had discussions with state's attorneys. And, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just things that we do that we can't shout publicly about and we can't give details because there's a lot of things that we have to do to get things done that you can't shine the light of publicity on it.
Right.
Or wouldn't get done.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was another meeting this week, a get together, a private get together, where policy was discussed, where people in high places were involved, and discussions were discussed about things that we talk about every day for hunting. We can't shout this out to the world, you know, because these are private conversations in many things. There are statements made that you just can't go, hey, guess who we talked to last night? You know, it's not a Facebook type of organization where we can shout about what we do, but we get a lot done.
But you don't want to drop names.
We don't want to drop names. Exactly right. Don't want to drop names. And we talk to people at the highest levels. I'll just put it that way. At the highest levels. Here in Maryland about things that concern hunters, you know, and.
You know, I got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old grandson.
Yep.
And I want them to be able to hunt as they get older.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm involved.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Those kids today, right. they're in good hands. Okay. Right. Some of them will continue on to hunt. Some of them may not.
Right.
Okay. The main organizer of that group, still does a little waterfowl hunting. Little bit of deer hunting, but you know he's dedicated to bringing up his son in a tradition, mm-hmm. you know, and he's doing it. And these kids, I mean, you 9 or 10 years old, all the way up to 15,
right.
16. I mean, like I said, they've been doing this for years, and we've been talking to these kids for years. And you know, the grassroots efforts out there is great for passing on a tradition, and that's what is needed. I do it with my grandson. I do it with Laura, who's now.
Right.
You know, in her late 30s, and, you know, she still likes to hunt. Well, you know, she'll be 39, I don't know how many times, but, but you know, you try to get people involved, and you help them and that type of thing, mm-hmm. but the hard work is done in the General Assembly, and you think you can, you know, walk in there and convince them to do something because it's a good idea. It don't always happen. You've been there.
I've been there.
You know what I'm talking about. So.
Yep.
410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, let's get some people in the muzzle.
I hope we didn't just put people to sleep.
Oh, I did. I'm sure I did. So we got to wake them up.
Right.
We got to wake them up. Hey, we're giving a muzzle loader away. Woohoo! 410-922-6680. Call in. Put your name on the list. Name and phone number. Go on the air. Say hi and get in the contest. That's how that works. How was that? Did we wake them up?
Woke me up.
All right, good.
Hey, a little bit more about the PCBA.
Yes, sir.
Last week was our hunt in Southern Illinois.
Right.
At the Southern Illinois University.
Okay.
And we had a group. John was out there. That's his hunt that he puts on.
Okay.
And they got, I know of two deer that they shot, and I think there was at 5 or 6 hunters.
Right.
The one gentleman shot a doe the first day, and
mm-hmm.
and then a guy got a little either 3 or 4 point. I couldn't tell by the
right.
The picture, but what I like was the pictures that I saw of dinner time and the way people were cutting up, and there's one gentleman, Sam, who's a Down syndrome,
mm-hmm.
but he's having a ball. He's having a ball.
Wonderful.
So, yeah,
wonderful.
And it's like any other hunting camp, whatever. It isn't the kill. It's the camaraderie. And fellowship.
Yep. Exactly right. Exactly so. Right. No question. Well, we'll talk to Wayne, and then we'll take our first break of the day here. So we will. By the way, if you folks want to see what the Hunting Coalition does, go on our website, Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. We have our summary there of the 4th Annual Maryland Hunting Summit. Were you there this year? No, you were away.
I was out of the country.
First one you missed. Yep. Yeah. Well, September 23rd, we had our fourth. Wayne's ready to go. We had our fourth summit, and we get the hunting community together, and they tell us what's on their minds. Wayne in Bel Air. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Doing well. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call to enter the contest for the muzzleloader and let you know that I've been seeing a whole lot of deer running around here lately, and they're definitely getting ready for the rut.
Ready, huh? They're ready. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So it's, it is the season. I think the kids are going to do great today. I think they're going to see a lot of interaction between males and females out there when they're in the woods.
And it was
it's a great thing they're doing there and teaching these children how to uphold the tradition, and they're doing it right.
And they're being very safe about it, that's for sure.
And should be a good day, too, with the rain, because of the rain yesterday.
The rain, yep. The bucks will be out there freshening the scrapes, and, it's nice and chilly out there. The does are probably about ready to breed, and you're going to see some nice deer come in today. So.
Well, I hope they all have a lot of luck today.
You too,
great
buddy.
Thing.
All right, thanks.
All right, have
thanks,
a good day.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. Hey, for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx. Now, this is Alan Ellis. Well, it is Alan Ellis. Did you stop that just after my name, or? Yeah, you did. That's why I held my paper up. That means I'm going to read something. Didn't you learn that in broadcasting school? Bay Country Bakery. We love Dave and Gina Levy. They're your host at Bay Country Bakery. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50. I want you to think Big Donut, because Bay Country serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11, Monday through Friday, and all day Saturday, to have some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Look at Chuck. He'll tell you. Enough for everyone in camp. Hey, when I'm on Route 50 heading to or from the deer stand or duck blind, my mouth and my belly, can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the front highway sign. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Visit their website, visit their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, if you like guns and bows and knives and coolers and camo, you're going to love the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands, decoys, steel shot, gear, camo, large selection of clothing and boots, everything you need for deer hunting, all kinds of scent control and attractants and, you know, stuff like apple cracker and all that that people use to, you know, bring those deer in. They have the Rambo bike that you can use to get quietly into your stand if you're way out there. Raven crossbows, 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, Barnett, Mission crossbows, Matthews, Solo Cam, compound bows, and more. Scent lock apparel. Yeti coolers, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, or Costa sunglasses as they're known now, Bubba Blade knives, everything to equip your bow, your shotgun, your rifle, your, you know, they got scopes and optics and cameras and all kinds of fishing stuff too. Chesapeake Outdoors, located Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there, Kent Island, 410-604-2500. That's exit 39B, Dominion Road. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Waterfowl season just around the corner. The BPS pump. I talked about it the last break. I'll talk about it again. Comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. Bottom ejection is great for waterfowl hunting. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee on the A5. That's right. It's the reintroduction of the old A500. That's for sure. The Gold Light 10-gauge. If you're after those geese that like those light geese, you know, the snow geese and so forth, you want something with a little more punch, that's at Gold Light 10-gauge. 3.5-inch chamber, Dura-Touch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo. 3 standard and vector choke tubes for changing up if you need to. It's the Gold Light 10-gauge and the full line of Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 410-242-6108. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680
WCBM. I ain't never shot no big rag buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, pretty bad at hunting deer. I watch their shows on my TV. Spooks Band's my hero, got a crush on Tiffany. The bone collector Michael Waddell makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a zip boxer, I ran a bag and gun claw. Pour out my 1069.
Jill in Owings Mills. Thanks for holding on. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning, Alan. It's from Millersville.
Millersville, and, okay.
Yeah, we're up here from Ecuador right now.
Oh, hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great listening to you every weekend.
Well, I know you do, and, down in Ecuador, sure.
Yeah, so we came up here to check on the farm because we got 5 retired racehorses grazing the fields now.
How are they doing?
And by the way,
yes, ma'am.
It's still up for sale, so if you know anybody that wants to buy a beautiful 43-acre farm with the last remaining all-natural trout stream on the east coast of the United States, we've got one.
All right. Well, tell you what, email me those details again, even what you want for it, okay?
Yeah, but that's not the primary reason I called.
So why did you call?
I'd like to know, when is this waterfowl festival?
Going on yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and it's throughout Easton, Maryland. There's a lot. There's some outdoor tent displays and so forth, but it's all on the website. They've got the events schedule and so forth going on down there, and it's the world champion waterfowl calling contest. Preliminaries start this morning, and then the big competition is tonight at the high school. But there's events all through town, and there's art displays and so forth. But the Easton's crazy.
Is this Easton High School?
Easton High School, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I'm also entering this muzzle loader contest for.
Oh, you might need one in Ecuador.
Well, no, I can't take it to Ecuador, but my old high school sweetheart would like one. I found out he likes to hunt.
Oh, there you go. What's wrong with that? That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, anyway,
that's
why I called, and I'll email you the details, and thanks so much for all that you do, Alan.
Thank you. Hi to your mom. Hi to your mom.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jill. Thank you. Yep, Jill listens in Ecuador every week. Ecuador.
Yeah, I remember.
We're international. Maryland Outdoorsman Radio Show, international. I think I'm going to add that to the end. Hey, Pete and Woodlawn, how you doing?
Yes, good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I just called the internet muzzleloader. I live over here off of Ingleside Avenue.
Oh, sure. You got some deer out there, actually.
We're infested with deer at all. I have like 24 apple trees. I have 2.5 acres.
Right.
These deer, they're just tearing my trees up. They've ate every leaf off of it if they ate all the apples.
And then they rub them. Then they rub on them.
Yes, yes, yes. They just tear. And they're young apple trees. The apple trees are about 15 years old.
Right.
But these deer, they just love those leaves.
Oh, I'm sure they do. They probably like the apples a little bit, too.
Well, they tear all them up first. Then they come back and they take all the leaves.
Right, right. And yeah, but you don't eliminate any of them, right? You just let them go.
Well, yeah, I do. But
you do. Okay.
You know, it's a shame that with all the they got Interstate 70, and I'm up along 70, and they got all the houses and things, and a poor deer got where's to go,
Yeah, sure. All right, Pete, you got it.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Bye
bye. There he goes, Captain Don, Stony Beach.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing? How was your trip out to the Columbia River?
It was great. It was great. I got an opportunity to fish in the Columbia River, the Snake River, and the Yakima River.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No sturgeon though, huh?
No sturgeon. It's off season, and you need to get like a $5,000 stamp to catch one. Of course, I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, right. I understand.
But yeah. Some of the locals suggested that I go to some spots, some favorite spots up there in the state. The state has a lot of places that you can go, like in little state parks off the main road.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull in, park your car, and fish. But again, the licenses for non-residents are pretty steep.
Really?
And yeah. So you can't go on someone's boat without a license. The individual has to have a license as opposed to going onto a boat that already has a license. Found that out. So it was kind of cost prohibitive, but it was fun. And the area that we were staying in was kind of unique. It's almost like a desert. Very little snow, very little rainfall. And, I just thought the opposite, being 3 hours from Seattle, you'd get a lot of rain and a lot of snow, but this area actually does not. So, But anyway, yeah, we had a good time, and my wife worked very hard. She was on an assignment up there. And, by the way, that's an area where they perfected the fuel for the Manhattan Project. So there was a lot of radiation in that area.
I'm sure.
It's called Hammer and Hanford. So, but anyway, I called to enter the contest again, and I enjoyed listening to the youngsters going out this morning.
Yes, me too. I always enjoy that. All right. Well, buddy, I appreciate that call, and you have a wonderful day, wonderful weekend, and get yourself a couple catfish while you're out there this weekend.
I tried up there, but no luck. I hope to get over to Easton today or tomorrow. So,
oh, good.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. By the way, it's my grandson's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Jacob's 19 today. Believe it or not, 19. Yeah. Yeah. First time I held him in my arms right after he was born, I sang a little fishing song to him. And I think I rewired his brain at birth. He loves to fish. He loves to hunt. He used to come over when he was just a kid, and I'd lift him up to the deer heads on the wall, and I'd say, "That's a deer. Paul got that deer. You know, Paul loves to hunt." And he'd put his little hand up, and he'd rub the deer's nose and all that stuff. I mean, you know.
That's what my grandson does.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now he's 19. Hunted together last year. I haven't hunted together this year. He's in college. He's at University of Maryland. So I miss him. Miss him out there in the field, you know. But we're going to do some firearm hunting together. So we're going to get down to Sick Deer Camp, and we'll be up in Cecil County and see what happens. So I know one thing. Young man took $5 in the first 5 years he hunted.
Well, he had a good teacher.
Including 11 point. Including 11 point. And, yeah, that was an exciting hunt.
Be measuring it for bucks,
bears, and stags? Yeah, we will, as soon as I can get him to get it off the wall and bring it over. But, yeah, I'll tell you, that was a very memorable hunt. And the shot that he put on that deer was unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. Really was. It's great. Let's talk to Mark in Ellicott City. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hi, great. Thanks, Alan.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Oh, I was just calling in to say I bagged the hunt this morning. I climbed the tree and almost got blown out of it, so I just climbed down.
Oh, really? That windy, huh? Yeah.
Man, the weather said 9 miles per hour, and it's supposed to increase to 12 or 13 by noon. Not so bad.
Yeah, that's right.
But I was strapping onto that tree, and the trees looked like they were about to blow over in this one big gust. And then I thought, okay, there just might be one or two gusts here and there. I got halfway up, and it almost blew over again. And I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
You're not going to be moving anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, deer tend to move in the wind because they don't like the fact that they can't hear.
They might move to another bed.
Oh, that's possible. Right, that's now possible, where they're out of the wind a little bit better, yeah. But,
this is on a field edge, so I wasn't expecting them to move on the field.
Right. I got you. Well, you know, Mark, there's always got to be tomorrow or Monday.
And I got honeydews to work.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, it's all good, man. It's all good. You'll get one when you're supposed to get one. And just like
I saw this one with beautiful headgear last year about 8 times, had a couple near opportunities and never got a shot at it.
Well,
I saw him the other day, so I've been kind of pushing myself to get out more often than I should, I guess.
Well, you do the right thing. You got to play the wind, though, you know. And so,
yeah.
But he's gonna be going against the wind anyway, during the rut. People think that, you got to play the wind all the time, not during the rut, because what will happen is a buck will go crosswind. Did you know that?
Okay.
Here's why.
And try to pick up a scent?
They'll go crosswind and use their entire body to channel the scent up towards their nose.
Oh, neat.
Yep. They sure do. So put your scent out, and, it's probably time to use the maximum rut scent, whatever you dough in esters, dough in heat, whatever you want. It's that time right now. And
I hear you.
Yeah. What do you have to say, Chuck?
No.
All right. Well, good. But yeah, play the wind. It's always a good opportunity to do that. I was talking to a guy yesterday or 2 days ago from down in Southern Maryland. He said he put out a Doe and Estrus scent, and he said he knew where the scrape line was, and he took the scent and he dripped it all the way zigzag back and forth across the scrape line. And, you know, this is for like 100 yards. And he said when they watched the buck come in, he said he followed that scent all the way back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Yeah, he said it was amazing to watch him, that deer zigzag following that scent. So they're out there.
I'll be in a tree again Monday morning for the Howard County managed hunt.
Ah, gotcha. Well, you know, do you have your does?
I do. I've been doe qualified for 2 years now, and I've seen some big ones in the tree that I'm going to be in Monday.
Yep, gotcha. Where are you hunting?
Middle Patuxent.
Yeah, oh, there's some great deer out there. Yep, had one of the biggest deer I've ever seen in my life get by me out there one year. He just disappeared. Happens. So, all right, Mark, appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Take it easy, Alan.
Thanks. You too, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes, Mark. And let's see. Yes, indeed. How you doing in there, Chris?
Can't complain.
Good. I needed to take a break.
Okay. I'm ready.
No, I mean, literally,
gotcha.
Just take a break.
Gotcha.
I'm going to let Chuck talk about PCBA. So if somebody wants to join PCBA, how do they get there, Chuck?
Well, we have a toll-free number of 855-247-7222. Or you can reach us through our email at physicallychallengedbowhunters@gmail.com. And somebody probably may get back with you. Also want to mention something, everybody out there that, uses Amazon to make their purchases, go through smile.amazon.com to get on the Amazon webpage, choose Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America as your designated charity, and we'll get a small donation from Amazon at no cost to you from every purchase that you make going through smile.amazon.com.
Hey, Robin, did you hear that?
I think I already told her about it.
So. I'm sure you probably did. Yeah, I'm sure you did. Smile.amazon.com.
Yeah, and if you go in every time and you've chose the PCBA Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, every time you go in that way, when you make a purchase, we'll get a small donation. It's half a percentage, but every little bit helps.
Yeah.
And, it does add up over time.
Well, it'll be $500,000 from Robin.
I won't complain.
Oh, I didn't think you would. Well, that's great. Hey, that's a nice little way.
And you know what? I tell people about it, but I also tell them I'd love it if they put the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters America as their charity.
Right.
For smile.amazon. But bottom line is, choose somebody,
yeah,
and make your purchase go, you know, to
somebody.
Somebody.
Yes, I agree.
Whether it be Red Cross or whoever.
Yep.
They got a long list of 501c3s.
Yeah.
And you can choose a different one every time you go on, or
nice.
You can buy what you intend to buy. You can choose a different charity. So if maybe you're buying something that's more, you know, household, so you choose, you know, charity along those lines. Or,
yep,
like I said, if you're lazy, just put Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, leave it, and we'll get a small donation from you at no cost to you.
Robin says, I'm already set up. PCBA gets my donation every purchase.
Yep.
Wow.
That's why it's been getting bigger every quarter.
Yeah, I know. I got to move the boxes to get in the door every day, and the boxes in the bags. I love you, baby.
I do too.
Yeah, you love her too.
keep getting the donations,
yeah,
for PCBA through Amazon.
Coming, right?
Yeah.
Oh my. No, it's all good. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, we love them. I shop there. I recommend them. If you need anything for crossbows, they carry five or six different brands of crossbows. They carry the Matthews compound bows. They still have some Hoyts that they're clearing out. If you're a Hoyt fan, you can get a great deal on a Hoyt bow. Good deals on tree stands. Banded and scent lock apparel for camo, if you like that. Rambo bikes to get you back into the wilderness. Firearms and ammunition from Remington and Choppa, muzzle loaders and accessories, including our buddies at CVA. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, tumblers, and bags. Bubba Blade knives of all sizes and shapes. Largest selection of waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot gear, and camo. Large selection of clothing and boots as well. Waterfowl picking in season. They'll breast out your goose. They'll pick it for, you know, whatever you want, ducks too. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road right there in Kent Island. 39B, remember that. I was there, what was I there, yesterday, day before? Can't remember. Yesterday, I think. Yeah. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Clyde's Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. We're going to talk about a little bit more expensive firearm for those of you who are so equipped. If you would like to have a special firearm that will take you anywhere in the country, there's the Hell's Canyon. It comes in three different models. This is based primarily on barrel length. There's the Speed model, there's the Long Range model, and there's the McMillan model. This comes in arid urban camouflage. It's a good-looking firearm, DuraTouch finish, composite stock, a Cerakote finished fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. And what that means is if you need to put a suppressor on it, you can. Detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, and bolt action rifle. It's the X-Bolt. Hell's Canyon comes in select calibers. But you need to see this. You need to put your hands on it, put some good optics on it, and you will have probably the only rifle you'll need for any North American game. Then there's the X-Bolt, another bolt-action rifle. Extremely accurate, bolt-action, big game hunting perfection, all standard magnum, short magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. It's the X-Bolt from Browning, high-powered bolt-action rifle. And I mentioned this one before, and I'll mention it again. It's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades, DuraTouch Camo, Fiber Optic Front Sight, Humpback Receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive, autoloader shotgun, 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee. All at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They carry all the Browning firearms, shotguns, rifles, shotguns for shotgun sports, Buckmark handguns, and everything else that Browning makes. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. It's Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108.
Well, it's close to Thanksgiving, but this really feels more like December here across Baltimore this weekend. We've got freeze alerts posted for tonight. All the rain is gone. Sunshine back today, 43 this afternoon, 32 tonight, and a freeze alert up. And then sunshine Sunday, a high of 50 degrees, mid-50s Monday, and some half-inch rain on Tuesday. Cold rain, high of 53 degrees. Wednesday, high temps only in the 30s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Line-X Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Line-X Premium Bedliner or the Line-X Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Line-X, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. And we're back, right? Are we back? Oh, no, yeah, I got to do... You got to play something? Oh, you got something else? Okay. Yeah. I'm off a little bit today. Can you tell?
Today?
What? For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry, like the National Wild Turkey Federation, Quality Deer Management Association as well. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tanks drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back, it sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rode the wind down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed off around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my bow. This trail cam picture stored in my iPhone contacts next to her number. Yeah, just in case she calls. She's probably at the taxidermy right now, putting a fat deposit down on a shoulder mount.
Okay, I've had enough. That she'll can't stand a whiner. What? Hey, should have stayed with her, right?
Right.
Yeah, maybe she'd have given you a shot out the window at that buck with a 223. Now, she shot that buck out the window with a 223, Chuck, and what did you immediately say?
I got a permit to do that.
See? Physically challenged bow hunters of America. But you got to use a crossbow to do it, right?
No, any weapon.
Really?
I have a permit from the state of Maryland.
That's right. That's right. There is a permit, yeah. Maybe we'll get it next time you come back. Let's talk about what Maryland has. We'll look on the website and, you know, we'll do that.
Okay.
I know you're promoting, you know, PCBA, but Maryland does have some opportunities for disabled hunters. Mm-hmm. Some of their public lands, some of their wildlife management areas, and so forth. So, Ron in Eldersburg.
Good morning, Alan. How are you all doing today?
Is this Crabber Ron?
Yes, it is.
I thought I recognized that voice.
Well, I'm a long way from the bay, so.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not crabbing today.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, yeah. Alan, tomorrow's the 100th anniversary of the ending of World War One.
That is correct.
Yes, and the American Legion is having a parade. They moved it from Ellicott City because of all the damage, people still working on places down there, to Columbia City. And it's a military parade. There'll be a lot of military vehicles and some of the veterans, none from World War One, of course, and very few from World War Two. But there'll be Korean veterans and veterans of the last wars we just went through. But it's a very nice parade, and of course, it's nonprofit. So I would encourage anybody who lives in the area and you know, who likes military,
yeah,
go see it.
That sounds great, man. That really does. It sounds wonderful. You know, I talked about privileges versus rights, and these are the men who fought and were injured, and some lost their lives. What is it? Some all gave some, and some gave all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To protect our rights to vote, and it's sad how many people don't take advantage of their franchise to vote, you know. So. Chuck?
All right, Alan.
All right, Ron. Appreciate that, buddy. Thanks for sharing.
Okay.
See you.